Here we go. 806 FM Talk, 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Phone number, which I know you're going to need this hour, 343-0106. Taking your calls at 343-0106. Our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question brought to you by my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK that are, well, now in their 12th year of business, getting junk gone in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Storage unit, yeah, they got you. You're outside your house in a shop. You want to get rid of the shop itself, it can do that. You got a swing set in the yard, the big redwood one with the slide and the swings and the climbing. They can handle that. You can maybe get rid of all that junk in that what used to be a guest room in your house and actually open it up to have people come stay in it. Listen, whatever junk you've got, you don't know where to take it to, can't physically move it, Trey's got you. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and very easy to make that appointment. You can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they will make an actual appointment on a day and a time. None of that. They'll be there sometime between Tuesday and Friday. You will have a day and a time. They understand you're busy, and they will show up, quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it gone. Use the people we've used here at the radio station and in my private life as well away from here. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, we'll come to the phones and the text here. I want to start off, though, of course, the discussion this morning about the removal of the Admiral Sims statue. And as we go through the hour, I can tell you some of the backstory here, what I was getting rumblings of yesterday about this protest that was going to go Sunday and remove the statue. What has happened is the city of Mobile has removed the statue overnight. And I think about this. So Admiral Raphael Sims, although the protesters called him Ralph Sims, but Admiral Raphael Sims, story interesting. Confederate admiral, raider, you know, blockade runner in the Civil War, a guy that hailed from Maryland but made his home here in Mobile. In his book, Afloat During the War Between the States, he has this quote here, and I pulled it this morning. Liberty is always destroyed by the multitude in the life, or liberty is always destroyed by the multitude in the name of liberty. Liberty is always destroyed by the multitude in the name of liberty. Interesting quote from all those years ago as we get this hour started. So, yeah, we're asking this question, 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should the city of Mobile have removed the statue? 77% of y'all say no. 23% say yes. What do you say? You can talk with us and vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, go to the phones, and Joe in Mobile is first up. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm boggled right now at the fact that if this was a post that was already clearly stating that they were going to destroy or topple a statue of property of Mobile, why was their permit even granted through the city to do this protest?
I don't think it was.
Secondly,
I don't think it was.
It wasn't granted. The main focus of destroying property of Mobile, why ain't the National Guard already in place in Mobile city limits right now?
Well, let me go back.
This place is already like a lighter knot ready to explode over this country. It's ready to light fire, and it's sickening is what this is. Sickening,
I do want to correct something
there. Y'all have a good morning.
Well, Joe, but okay, well, facts are lost on Joe.
Maybe he'll listen to the podcast.
Yeah, in the podcast, Joe will be listening to the fact that the city did not approve that protest march. I just got the flyer on it. So, I mean, let's... Lots to talk about here, but make sure we stay factual. And, you know, in that flyer, that pamphlet about that protest march, I saw it. I did wonder about this because the protest march was going to be leaving from Ryan Park, right? So, as in Father Ryan Park, you know, poet of the Confederacy and clergy of the Confederacy. So, it was leaving from Ryan Park. Thought that was... of note here. It just stood out to me, but probably didn't, you know, and other protesters, the ones that are outsiders that have come in here, had any idea about the Father Ryan part. Probably most Mobilians probably couldn't tell you anything about Father Ryan either, so.
And you mentioned on that online flyer, pamphlet, whatever you want to call it, that not even, you know, there was a picture of a statue being taken down, and it had a KKK hood on it, but it wasn't even the statue of Sims that they used.
No, it looked like the best I could, looking at the statue, I mean, it was a mounted Confederate or just it was a mounted statue, which is not obviously people from out of town, outside agitators. By the way, Admiral Sims standing, Admiral Marine, he was not on a horse in a statue. But details, man, they also in the flyer pamphlet called it Admiral Ralph Sims.
Yes.
Ralph Sims, which maybe you went as Ralph. All right, let's go to Ron in Mobile next. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
So your thoughts on removing the statue?
Well, I'm 100% against it. I think it's abominable. I've lost all respect for Mayor Stimson.
What do you think they should? What would have been your plan? What should he have done?
Well, if they had threats that the statue was going to be removed, then you put police out there. I mean, why do we have a police force? It's illegal to deface city property, and you know, this running scared from these demonstrators is ridiculous.
There we go. Appreciate the call. I you got this question here, just on process. What do y'all think about this? Whether the statue would be removed or not. And yes, people keep saying, isn't there a law? Yes, there's a law. We've talked about all week long, the monuments law that was hastily put together in 2017. Even Governor Ivey campaigned on, I approve the monuments law. And it says it's for all monuments. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend. It was about Confederate monuments. Okay. That's what Monday, when they removed the obelisk in Birmingham, the attorney general came out and said, I have to do my job. There's a monuments law that's been violated here, and kind of went into detail of, at least in that memo, what that meant to his office. He said he would sue and prosecute, so the same thing will happen in Mobile. But it looked like, y'all, from what I've heard so far, now, you know, I've been doing this long enough to know that by next week it could be a different opinion, different interpretation. But right now, AG's office basically saying you pay $25,000 fine, and that's it.
Right.
Which, by the way, I mean, goes to Montgomery, and Lord knows they need some more money. So that's how the, and so I guess the same idea would be for Mobile, that the AG sometime today will probably get an email from the AG. Maybe I can get the AG on the show for the midday show with an opinion here. I mean, I imagine there's no difference between what Mayor Woodfin did in Birmingham, so mm-hmm. the same thing would be true for Mobile.
Yeah, and getting
and
a
so
lot
of $25,000 fine and you move on.
Yeah. For comparison, remember we had that story a few years ago, state of Alabama. What was it, $200,000 we're paying Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yes.
To have Sweet Home Alabama on the signs.
Yeah.
So with the two statues removed at this point, that's $50,000 total. Unless
if they remove more of them, if they remove more statues, they can almost pay what we have to pay in rights fees to have to use Sweet Home Alabama on license plates and state signs and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Why do you get me riled up?
I know which buttons to push sometimes. Lots of texts coming in. Unnamed texter, the statues should stand. Ben with a pretty good one here. He said, kind of getting a vibe that local media is upset that they weren't able to get Facebook Live video of the statue removal as it was done overnight. And another unnamed texter here who is apparently our favorite fan. So, yeah,
cool.
Favorite fan.
Thank you, favorite fan.
Give yourself a name. But they said, your favorite fan says, remove the statue. Why have reminders of a terrible past? In Germany, you will not have statues of Nazis. Most countries with a bad past try to put them out to pasture. It's time for us to heal as a nation.
There we go. So should the statue have come down, do you support it? Do you oppose it? And the other one, I said, procedural question. Should, if it was going to come down, should it have been the decision of the mayor? Or should the city council have voted on this? Should this have been on the docket? Should they have said, no, you're not going to mess with it on Sunday. We're going to stop you from doing that. But we're going to have the city council have this on the docket on Tuesday and let everybody take a vote. I mean, that's our representation, right? That's the legislative branch. What do you think? 343-0106. That's our phone number, 343-0106. We're coming right back. All right, welcome back. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. And on the text line, too, it means it's an interesting discussion because there's more than just two answers, right? There's people support removing the monument or the statue of Admiral Sims. There's people that oppose it here plenty. There's also people that are talking about how it was done. You know, maybe they would support removing it, but why do it in the middle of the night? Actually, somebody following in suit with my question, should it have been the council's vote on this versus the executive branch? Jeffrey says, I think it's better to take the statue down without damage and potential of injury if a crowd pushes it over. Do we know if the mayor asked permission from the state to take it down? Jeffrey, I don't know that they did, but the law is says no. That's what the Attorney General's office said for Birmingham. So I would imagine what Mayor Woodfin faced in Birmingham will be the same thing Mayor Stimson faces here in Mobile. Mobile will be sued. I'd be very surprised if not, and we'll work our best to get the AG. I'm going to, the next news break, type an email up here and hopefully get the AG on the show this on midday, Mobile.
Yeah, and on the text line, Jordan asking a question I asked earlier, could the statue have been removed temporarily to ensure its protection since it was recently defaced? And then, of course, you mentioned the planned protest for Sunday. He said, and is the city possibly anticipating putting it back at a later date once this passes? We have no answers.
No answers on that, so I do not know. All right, to the phones. Todd in Grand Bay up first. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Sean. What's going on?
Man, lots.
I heard that. The question is, if the statue was removed illegally and there's a fine going to be imposed of, I've heard, like $25,000.
That's correct. That's correct.
Who's going to pay the fine? Is if the city pays the fine, then it's going to be paid out of the general fund more than likely, and that's mine and your tax dollars.
Yeah, I think it would be paid out of the general fund until I learn something else. That would be the most logical thing. Maybe there's something else there, or maybe some other group.
Right, so the person making the decision taking it down, it doesn't hurt their wallet, so therefore, it ain't no big deal to them financially.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's so many unknowns. I don't want to say it because I don't know anything yet. I mean, you could have a group step up like Sons and Daughters of the Confederacy or something and give the city $25,000 for it. But I don't know that that's happening. I'm just thinking. Right. Todd, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Glow in Chunchula. Love me some Chunchula. Hey, Glow.
Hey, Glow. I mean, hey, Sean. I'm saying hey, Glow.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. But I don't go along with all this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, the protests and then the destroying of the statues. Now, I'm a black woman. And I remember when I moved to Mobile, I couldn't go in the front part of Crescent downtown on Dolphin Street.
Wow.
But I lived to see the change that went on. If we continue on to destroy all these statues, what will our children learn? When they read the history book, they won't have no kind of ways, no place to go for their field trips, all these statues, Robert E. Lee now, I hear they're taking them down.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the positive things about what Robert E. Lee done. You can also talk about the negative.
So, and that's your perspective is very important to me. So as a black person, black woman, you see those statues of Confederate leadership. What is that? Does a statue say, hey, we're celebrating that person? Is a statue say, here's a person that was part of this war and part of the Confederacy? What does it say to you?
I'm thinking that it represents what the South used mm-hmm. to stand for, the leader. He was the Confederate leader during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So you can talk about those things with our students. You know, the Bible says, if we don't learn, if we're not taught, we're going to forget where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
We came from all those things, and these people, I think they're mostly angry because history can be taught and teach our children not to hate these people, Robert E. Lee, and now they done got down Admiral Sim. You know, these people contribute a lot of things, too.
So you support the statue staying up?
I support the statue staying up. I mean, they've been there for so many years, and that's history, Sean. You know, and I got another comment, too. If our leaders would have backbone, a little more backbone, and really enforce the law and stop going against President Trump wanting to try to help, I'm a Democrat. But I support what President Trump is trying to do to help curtail all the damage. They talking about peaceful protests. Some of these protests are not peaceful.
No.
I've seen the damage that they've done.
And they're coming in from elsewhere is one of the things. I've now gotten enough confirmation that what I thought was true is true. And there's people coming in here that, you know, you and I live here, Glow. They don't. They don't care if they tear stuff up because they're moving on to the next place.
That's right. And our leaders going along, following along with these criminals. Destroying. I saw them CVS, Target, and, you know, mom and pop shop, and just churches.
Yep.
They don't care. I just don't believe that George Floyd would be proud of this.
Well said.
So they need to just stop. I just don't go along with it. One more thing. It was a lady called in yesterday. She said she was a mother of like three black boys or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting her. But she's made a statement. She said Donald Trump hadn't done not one thing to help the black community. And I don't know whether she's listening or not, but I do not think that is true. I remember when the riot was going on in Chicago, black-on-black crime, so high, gangbangers in Chicago. President Trump asked the leaders down there to come and talk to him. He can clean that up. They begged him not to come down there. He also helped with charter school, and for people who's in run-down schools in their community, they have a choice to get out of those schools and go to better schools. He has talked to Steve Harvey, Jim Brown, and other black leaders, seeing what he can do to help the black people. The black people reject the help of Donald Trump. So she needs to really do her investigation and realize that President Trump is trying to help anybody that he can who will allow him to help. But they can't get past, Donald Trump, blonde hair and blue eyes. And they need to just get past that.
Well said.
I support him, and I plan to vote for him. And I hope everybody who's listening to this program vote for Donald Trump in 2020, because this virus don't have nothing to do with him, what he's doing. Neither the protesting and the killing, it don't have nothing to do with Donald Trump. So I would tell people, support your president. He has backbone.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Thank you, Glove. Right. A bunch to say, and I appreciate your call. Call us back soon. 343-0106, yeah. Leaves the line open.
Yeah, and a statement from the mayor's office this morning on the removal of the statue of Admiral Sims. On June 4th, 2020, I ordered that the statue of Admiral Raphael Sims be moved from its location at the intersection of Government and Royal Streets in downtown Mobile. The task was completed this morning, June 5th. The statue has been placed in a secure location. To be clear, this decision is not about Raphael Sims. It's not about a monument, and it's not an attempt to rewrite history. Moving this statue will not change the past. It is about removing a potential distraction so we may focus clearly on the future of our city. That conversation and the mission to create one Mobile continues today. Statement from the mayor.
Does that seem like that is temporary, or, I mean, to not be a distraction, is it?
I don't know what it says to whether or not the statue will be back in its place here soon or whenever. He said it's about removing a potential distraction so we may focus clearly on the future of our city. What does that mean to you? Call us, 251-343-0106.
All right, up next, let's go to Gary in Gulf Shores. Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Morning.
A proposal to resolve the issue on the statues is such a contentious issue in a lot of cities. I think they should announce the next municipal election, put it on the ballot, let the people vote on it. A lot of the people running for mayor or council or whatever, a lot of them would state their position for or against it, and that would also be factored into the election, and then let the majority of the people decide if that's, you know, if they want to retain it or remove it.
That is also a refreshing take. Y'all listen to what Gary said. That's a refreshing take. Let us use our process here, our processes that make us so great. Well said.
And also, the people that are rioting and destroying property and defacing property, I think they ought to aggressively arrest those people. And part of their punishment should be helping to clean up the mess and repair the things they break and so forth. Because a lot of people don't realize throwing a piece of wood through a window or something, it's a pretty good job to repair and replace these things.
How about businesses
With the repair activity, they may look at it a little differently.
Well, I love the idea of having them out there doing the work. Had some skilled trades folks out there, but making them do the manual work. But they don't care. But I mean, it doesn't make it right either way. But these businesses are barely hanging on, a lot of them, after being shut down during the quarantine. And now this happens, and you got an extra bill for this, or all the merchandise you lost at these stores across the country. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Yeah. These are folks that have put everything into these businesses, every dollar, every hour of their day. They made the right choices, except for here comes a pandemic and here comes rioting and looting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and a frustrating thing, one of the more frustrating things, is in the inner cities, most of the businesses are minority owned, and they're putting their own brethren out of business in a lot of cases.
Yep.
And that's really sad. People that are busting their butts to have viable businesses and employ other minorities are getting hurt the most, and I don't know. It's just, I think it's frustrating for everybody to observe it.
Well said, Gary. I appreciate your call. Coming right back to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. I'll take your calls, and tons of texts coming in here as well. Plus, we'll continue this discussion, a reminder, too, on Midday Mobile coming up today at noon. So we're back on at noon, and we'll talk about it then. But heck, it's maybe it gets picked up on the national shows. We've made the last two, City of Mobile's made the last two Westwood One news updates. We may again in just 30 seconds. We'll update news and come right back to you.
FM Talk 106.5. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on a Friday. And now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. Happy Friday morning to you, buddy.
Hey, same to you. You know, we talk a lot about trucks here on Mobile Mornings and with you at McConnell Automotive, but it's not the only thing you have on the lot. You have a lot of awesome SUVs. I want to talk a little bit about those this morning.
Yeah, buddy. You know, we've been through a lot, as everybody has, and we about sold out of trucks, so we have to talk about SUVs, Dalton. But, you know, what's cool is we got seven different models, and I want people just to kind of picture in their mind, if you're in the market for an SUV, give McConnell a shot. I mean, what we try to do, Dalton, is just kind of surprise people with transparency and ease. And, you know, we've got the Yukon. The Yukon XL is the big one, all the way down to the Encore, which, you know, we got 0% for 72 months and just a lot of choices, buddy. So Buick, Enclave, and Vision. And people know about the Acadia, the GMC, but the little Terrain's one of the best-looking small SUVs, and got a lot of choices. They can find them all on our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, or come see us on Dolphin Street just east of I-65, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Man, y'all have a great weekend, Dalton.
You too. That's Mitch McConnell. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65 and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Right, 837, phone number 343-0106, 343-0106. And let's go first to Mobile City Councilman John Williams joining us now. Thanks for your time.
Hello, Sean. Good morning. It's a great day in Mobile, Alabama.
I know you say that. Is it, what's your feeling now? Okay, from your perspective as a member of the City Council, do you feel that the decision should have been made through the council, or do you think it was a decision for the executive branch?
I think it's absolutely a decision for the city council. This is one of those times when we had plenty of time to make that decision. We could have come in today and done it. I think the mayor knows that. He would not have got approval. At least I believe so. Or he would have consulted us. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm still on with you.
Yeah, okay. You're still there. I'm listening.
Kind of quiet on me.
Yeah, no, because I'm listening to you.
I think you saw the text I sent you. This is about history. One of your callers put it so well before. We can't forget history. If we do, we will repeat it. So I would say that those that are against certain statues need to know that those are a strong reminder to everyone, and it gives us a focal point. It's much like Joe Langham and the LaFleur statues at Unity Park. That's a symbol of unity, a symbol that we can be better. We also need reminders of times when, let's say, you know, the paddle hanging on the wall. And I'm not saying that I'm one way or the other on a statue, whether it's good or bad, or if Sims was good or bad. I'm simply saying that by tearing down statues against state law, clearly against state law,
mm-hmm.
Is not fixing something.
Do you think in a pragmatic way, and the message from the mayor this morning, and if I go back through and read it here, but basically part of it saying move. Yeah, it says moving this statue will not change the past. It's about removing the potential distraction. So we may focus clearly on the future of our city. That conversation, that mission to create one Mobile continues today. Worried about there being some kind of, issue coming up on Sunday. Is there any fair argument to be made and say, well, this is a public safety issue. We're trying to avoid, what could happen?
Let's say that America was never founded on giving ground to radical factions. America was not founded on principles that said when the going gets tough, get going. It's time to get tough.
Means to not remove it, or at least have the council vote on it, or what exactly it defines getting tough?
I think that they're both are correct statements, that the council should have been at a minimum consulted. Plenty time between this thought that he might take him down and the removal. And the other is that I simply don't believe it should have gone down.
Now, do you think that with it being stored somewhere, and obviously the pedestal is still there, the placards and the statue somewhere else, would there be any move from the council for a vote to replace it?
I think that the council would not have sufficient votes to demand its replacement or
putting it back. Placing the statue back there.
And taking things down, destroying things, removing items are taxes. They're not often reversed.
That's true. What about that too? Somebody was asking earlier. Maybe you have a better. I'm sure you have a better sense than I. If the fine comes, the lawsuit probably. You'll probably get word from the AG's office, I'm sure, in the next couple of days, and goes through. If the $25,000 fine is to be paid, does that come out of where does that come out of?
I really think it ought to come out of the mayor's, and maybe he can get these guys that he's trying to avoid distraction with. To chip in with him, and they can both pay well their personal finance.
With whom else should pay, along with the mayor?
The people that he is attempting to avoid the distractions, so that we can go back to focus on what's important, whatever that quote was. Whoever he's trying to help out by doing this, whoever he is trying to avoid, then maybe they should pay some. They got their way, he got his. Maybe they can both pull it out. But I don't think the taxpayers of Mobile, Alabama ought to pay for it. We should not pay for unlawful acts. In my opinion, it's clearly an unlawful act.
But if you believe, though.
State legislature.
Right, but in the job of to play devil's advocate, the job is of the mayor is to the city, not to the state. And if something he thought was going to be an injury for the city, his responsibility would be to the citizens of Mobile, not in deference to Montgomery.
And I'm a retired Army guy, 20 years. So I don't think we ever won any wars by retreating.
So you think this is a war going on?
We can have those talks while we're tough. And if at some point in the future, not under duress, we remove all the statues in the state of Alabama and maybe in our country, that's for a majority of Americans and majority of Mobilians to decide. And that's the way that our country and our city should be run, by a majority.
There you go.
Super majority.
You got that in, yes. Councilman Williams, once more, though, you said that you were not contacted by the mayor's office there, or any other council members were contacted before this removal.
I do not know of any contact. I do know that there was some sort of conference call that went on earlier, either late last week or earlier this week, that I was not available for. but it seems to me that I would have heard if that was the decision made by the mayor and with consult for the council. I am not aware of any such calls.
All right, we appreciate it, and we'll have to get you back on soon to talk about this. Maybe, you know, if there will be discussion of this, I'm sure, on Tuesday at council. I don't know what y'all will do, but I'm sure it'll come up.
I don't know that that does any good, but I certainly there will be discussions among council members and in between me and the mayor at some point.
There we go. John Williams, thanks for your time.
John, thank you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Well, press what button are we going to press here? Let me press this button right here. There we go. That's whatever button. All right, coming right back to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad you're along. Also, head over to the website, fmtalk1065.com. Get three big things, top news stories of the day. Also, get podcasts aplenty. We're doing 44 hours a week of live local programming around here. Those podcasts are waiting for you. Just click the podcast tab or subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher. And while you're there, too, take part in our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should the city of Mobile have removed the statue of Admiral Sims? Right now, 78% of y'all say no. So vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. Speaking of voting, too, votenappies.com.
Yeah, votenappies.com. Voting officially underway for the 2020 Lanyap Nappy Awards. And proud to say that thanks to you guys and the nominations, us and our shows, many of our shows are up for those Nappy Awards this year. FM Talk 106.5 for favorite radio station. Also, Mobile Mornings, Midday Mobile, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, What's Working with Cam Marston, the Paul Feinbaum Show, and some show named Sports Night with Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty, all up for awards this year. We appreciate your votes. VoteNappies.com.
All right. And also, you mentioned this is interesting as we move on through. This happened in state government, now happening at a national level as well. Well, we have the times like we're in right now. A lot of us get education into the rules, the laws, the guardrails put on our system by our forefathers out there. Been talking about the Insurrection Act of 1807 that could be brought back and how that all started. And now the mayor of the District of Columbia is going Third Amendment on the National Guard troops.
That's right. So we're always talking First Amendment and Second Amendment. And if you had the Third Amendment on your bingo card for all of this, then congratulations. But Senator Mike Lee from Utah last night tweeted, just heard that Mayor Bowser, who's the mayor of Washington, D.C., just heard that Mayor Bowser is kicking the Utah National Guard out of all D.C. hotels tomorrow, which would be today. He said more than 1,200 troops from 10 states are being evicted. Mike Lee added, this is unacceptable. These brave men and women have risked their lives protecting D.C. for 3 days. Rioting, looting, arson, vandalism have all disappeared because these soldiers served, and now they're being kicked to the curb by an ungrateful mayor. This must be stopped, but many people pointing out online, Third Amendment.
No quartering of troops. The quartering of troops back in the mix. All right, to the phones. Captain Doug in Mobile's up first. Hey, Captain Doug.
Hey, guys, this has been a marvelous discussion and a long time coming, I do believe, and you've had many, many callers express great ideas and such about the whole thing, and
agreed.
I'm going to throw my 2 cents in, Worth, if
please
I can.
Please do. Absolutely.
Number one, I think Councilman Williams is correct. The mayor needs to pay out of his pocket for the fine that the state wants to throw on the city of Mobile. The taxpayers were not given a chance to vote yes, no, maybe. The city council was not consulted yes, no, maybe. There was no concern. The mayor made a decision. It's like driving through a red light on a rainy day. You make that decision, you deal with its consequences, Mr. Mayor. Number two, you had a caller earlier. I think he a text message. He was your most favorite fan or something like that.
Yes.
He had made reference to Germany and not holding up statues of the Nazis from World War II and World War I and so forth. I will remind him that in Germany, and I've toured three of them, there are war monuments left. Dachau, Auschwitz, mm-hmm. and U-995 up on the beach of the Baltic Sea.
Yeah, that's
all symbols yeah. of atrocities done to the human race on behalf of the nation of Germany. Okay? They hold these relics in good repair because they want the people to remember. This was told to me by many a German in my service over there in Germany, that we do not want people to forget the evil that can exist in a man's heart. This is why these places are maintained. You have to remember your history or you're doomed to repeat it. We've heard that 10,000 times before. The lady that you had a little bit earlier, Flo,
Glow. Yeah, Glow, who called us.
Yeah. I mean, she was just dead on all this stuff. It's you cannot forget. You cannot forget. If we forget, if we start with taking down the Admiral Sims statue, then you have to remove any reference to Clotilda. You can't have a tool from one side, what was instrumental in allowing the tool of the other side, then hold both up, one of them up in high regard and the other one, you can't. So but they both must go. You can't have it no more. The wall up there by Africatown Bridge with a picture of the Clotilda, It must be painted over. If the mayor is going to pull this stunt, then that picture must be removed at his expense, and it must be done immediately. The USS Alabama represents a time in this country when racism was rampant. Black sailors weren't allowed the same privileges as white sailors. The USS Alabama must be cut up in pieces and canned, thrown away, because it represents these. Where does it end?
I don't know. That's the question I've asked with all this stuff. Where's the finish line on it? I don't know. I mean, you can say this individual thing some people may agree or disagree with, but, okay, does that beget the next? And where do we say, okay, well, it'll only go this far, or does it go to infinity?
It will go to infinity until all people have been placated, and you will never placate all people.
Correct.
Your station is a mouthpiece for many, many people, and I believe in my heart that you guys have the forum. You guys have the ears. You must make it aware that the mayor made this decision on his own, and the mayor must be held accountable for his actions. This solves nothing. This just kicks the can down the road.
Doug, we appreciate
it. When we start taking our city resources and we start teaching people history, we don't let the school, we put it out there. We want the world to see it. Then we will move forward as a human race, not as an ethnic group.
Well said.
Over another ethnic group or alongside another ethnic group. Fred Richardson, his ethnic group, striking the word race and putting ethnic group in.
Yes.
That's the biggest load of poppycock.
Well, I just wish we wouldn't put any of them in there. How about that? You wouldn't have
to... There you go. I have tried to live my life without seeing color. I served 20 years in the Army. I never once looked behind me to see what color of the skin was the guy who was protecting my rear. And the guy in front of me never looked behind him to see what color I was. It doesn't. You cannot allow it to exist. You must overcome color. Anything that refers to ethnicity, race, skin color, you cannot have it exist. It cannot exist. We have to look at ourselves as the human race.
Doug,
and that's all there is to it.
Doug, I appreciate your call. Up at the end of the show and the hard break here, but thank you for your call. Thanks for everybody's calls this hour. And we'll pick this up again at noon today for Midday Mobile. Yeah, until Doug said that on the German side, I thought about, you know, Auschwitz and Dachau and those. But also in Germany, you have, like, it's Berchtesgaden, which was like Hitler's vacation house there at Oberammergau. Right, it's Berchtesgaden, I think it's called, down near Munich, down the Alps. And that probably many more. So they have retained this. But how do people see it? Do the people there in Germany all see it as an example of what went wrong? Do some of them see it as their history? A lot wrapped up in this. I don't think there's any quick answer, but we're going to work with it through this show and all the shows we do here. All right, be back in three.